Elite Concrete Coatings.
Good morning, Sasha. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Doing well. This is Evan from Local Flash giving you a credit call back.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Going great, man. Another Monday, starting off great. How about yourself?
Good, good. I'm at work, actually, at the moment. If you want to get right to it, I'll give you the information.
Sweet. Yeah, we can get this done within 10 minutes. Let me go ahead and just take care of this. So, we didn't do the closing notes yet. So, yeah, all right. So, what are your hours of operation that you want to be put on for?
You can put 7 to 7 is fine.
No weekends?
Yeah, Saturdays. We do work weekends, but I just put closed on Sundays. Saturday, you can do like 8 to noon or something like that.
Perfect.
Oh, no. Fuck! Sorry.
You good?
Hold on. Huge turtle right there. Right there? Sorry.
No, you're fine. You're good. You're all good on that end, man.
I literally fucking scooped up a turtle right now.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, legit.
Put your fingers around him, man.
Yeah, no, that's all I'm saying. I don't know if he's a fucking snapping turtle or what he is, but I don't want to fucking find out.
Nah, man. Those things will ruin your day.
I scooped him up and he flipped over on me. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, huh? I had a cousin lose a toe to one of those, man. They don't play around.
Yeah, no shit. I think he's still on the other side of that wall, I think. I don't know. I'm trying to get the fuck out of here. Sorry. We work clearing the Chicago Riverways and stuff for the day job, so.
No, I get it for sure. They're all around. And with you, you do concrete works. What specific, do you have, preference jobs or specialties you want to be marketed for?
Yeah, I do concrete coatings, epoxy coatings, concrete repairs, concrete layovers, a little bit of everything. A little bit of everything. I also do concrete and I do patchwork too.
Perfect.
Trying to think what else we can include in that. Concrete, I do the concrete staining, concrete polish, trying to think whatever else we can add to that.
I mean, you don't have to give me every single detail right now. This is just giving me some notes so I can give it to the actual interview specialist. So once we get everything done, we'll schedule a client interview for you. That's a 20-minute long conversation. You'll speak with one of our specialists. They'll get all the details. I don't.
Awesome.
Sir. So I went ahead and put all that down for you. Let's see here. You're licensed and insured, right?
Okay. What was that, sorry?
You're licensed and insured.
Licensed, yes. Sure, not just yet. I'm actually working on that at the moment.
I'm just going to say you're getting it very soon.
Yeah.
And then
I've been planning on getting insurance because I do some big commercial jobs and stuff like that, so it wouldn't hurt to have it. What was that last part?
Yeah, specific cities, counties, or zip codes you're going to want to be marketed in.
I could do all of Lake County, Cook County, McHenry County, anything within a 50-mile radius or so, 50 to 80-mile radius. I can go all the way to DeKalb, up to Indiana, I don't mind.
Gotcha. And all right. moment. I'm just getting this all together. And what's the billing address for you?
I do 3141. Well, actually, the billing address for my credit card information?
Yeah.
It could be under my old address, 2918 Carriage Lane, C-A-R-R-I-A-G-E Lane. That's in Waukegan, W-A-U-K-E-G-A-N, 60085.
That's S-A-R-R-A-G-E.
What was that? The carriage?
Oh, carriage. I heard an S.
Carriage.
Gotcha.
C-A-R-R-I-A-G-E. Carriage Lane.
And what kind of card is this going to be?
It's going to be my debit card. Visa or debit. Sorry, Visa debit.
Perfect. And I'm ready for that card number whenever you are.
All right, 4833-1300, 6002-6002-6598.
And the expiration date?
12/27.
And what's the CV code?
One second. Just put it away. I think it's 139. Hold on. 931,
sorry. You said December of 2027?
Yeah.
All right, and we're never going to give out your personal information, but just because of how much traffic we're going to get you from exposure, the likelihood of someone calling you that's a spam call and even trying to pose as us is kind of likely. So to prevent anything malicious from happening, we set up a security question. That way, if you're ever suspicious of who's calling you, you should be able to ask them this immediately, and we should answer it for you immediately. Otherwise, it's not us. So we have three options for that question. We have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's do my mother's maiden name.
And what's the answer for that?
Bozna. B as in boy. O-Z-N-A.
B-O-Z-N-A?
Yeah.
Alright, one moment, just getting this all together for us.
No problem. Yeah, sorry we couldn't connect last week. It was like bad timing every time. I was like, shit.
No, I get it, man. You have a whole other job to take care of. It's exactly
yeah,
what we're
taking I,
care
I do
of
run
this.
My business from work, but you know, sometimes I'm not always available. I got shit going on. Usually
right.
I got my guys working for me, so. Stay busy.
just before I can actually complete this purchase, we do something called a voice verification, just a recorded section for quality assurance to outline the service agreement and just an added form of protection for yourself. So I'm going to go ahead and start that. But if at any point you need me to clarify anything, just go ahead and stop me and I'll make sure to do so. Sound good?
Yep, you're good.
All right. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Elite Concrete Coatings.
All right. And please state your name and the title within the business.
Sasha Nidanovsky, and I am the owner.
Fantastic. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
All right. And if you want to go ahead and pull out your phone, I know you have it out right now, but just put me on speaker and add a contact. I'm going to give you our phone number that we should only call you from and where you'll call us from.
Okay, go ahead.
It's going to be 877.
Sorry. 877.
635-635-6225. That is going to be the, you can go ahead and just save that under local slash.
Hold on one. That's being weird. Can you give me that number one more time? Sorry.
Yeah, 877.
Okay.
635.
Yep.
6225.
877-635-6225.
Yes, sir. You can just save that as local splash.
Perfect. Local splash.
And do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from local splash?
Yes.
And in hiring local splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, July 22nd, in the non-refundable amount of $249. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew on each month on the 22nd day in the amount of $249. This will be a reoccurring payment. You may discontinue this agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. You must speak to a live representative to prevent charges on your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 days before your next billing is due.
Sounds good.
All right, completing that now. Fantastic. Well, sir, I want to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you onto the Local Splash team. I really can't wait to see how we help you expand as a business and grow. Now, there's just two things we need to do. You should have received a text as well as an email. Either one's a fine way to actually access this, but it sent you a link to our terms and conditions. If you could click that and sign it for me real quick. And then we can schedule your client interview and wrap this up.
Is that through a text or email it's going to come through?
Yeah, it's sent in both forms. Either way, it will be just fine to access this. It will be like a link to log in. It should have sent you your login credentials, which your username, your phone number, and then the passwords when they actually sent to you via text as well as email. If you can't seem to find the credentials anywhere, I can resend them to you.
Waiting for them to come in into the email here. And it's sent over to the Zanders Corp one, or?
Is it my first and last name?
No, never mind. I don't know why it didn't save your thing. Let me get your Xander's Corp open again, because for some reason it didn't. And it was XandersCorp124@gmail.com?
Yeah.
Yeah. I have it resend.
I didn't see that on the text code, too.
Alright, so that should be coming through now.
Okay, I got the text.
Awesome. And if you can't find the credentials in there, let me know so I can go ahead and resend you them.
Click OK on the bottom.
Try turning it sideways.
Hold on a second. Okay. What was that?
Try turning the phone sideways if it's giving you some issues.
Okay, yep. There you go.
Awesome.
I'm like, it wouldn't let me click on the continue signature on the bottom. I'm like, what the hell? Wow. The last name is pretty off. Lebanowski.
Okay, let me go ahead and correct that then. Okay, here. And how do you spell your last name, sir?
I think the first name should be S-A-S-H-O.
S-A-S-H-O. Okay.
The last name, Lebanowski. N as in Nancy. E, D as in dog. A, N, O, V, S, K, I.
Gotcha. All right. Let me update that in the billing as well. Thank you for catching that. Is that what it definitely is?
No, no problem. I was going to put my signature in there and it wasn't recognizing my signature, so
gotcha.
I figured something was up. I looked at it and I'm like, damn. They butchered the last name.
More so, I butchered the last name.
It's all good, man. We were kind of talking and driving last time, so I get it. No, no hard feelings. It took me until like third grade to learn how to spell it. Sure.
I always wonder about people with like names like that. Like, how long did it take them to get it all together? Because I have
the last name I had a hard fucking time with. I'll tell you that. I'm like,
All right.
A simple last name.
All right, let me try resending this to you because I think it'll make me do it. So I'm going to resend these two. I'm going to send them via text if that's okay.
Yeah, that's cool.
All right, I just sent those.
All right. One second, I'm just rinsing off real quick.
have tested me to log in with that one. Hold on.
Perfect.
All right, now I'm in the username and password.
Perfect. And that's...
Go ahead, what was that?
It should have sent to you via text as well with that link if you need me to send it again.
Okay. And for my password and login...
So your username is going to be your phone number, and then the password is going to be one that should have sent to you. It's like the second text I just sent to you.
All right, we're in. So from here, I can, like, plug in my website and everything else?
Right. Yeah, because once you sign that, it'll give you something like we're setting up your dashboard or something. It's going to take, like, 2 or 3 days for that to complete, but that's, like, going to signify essentially that you signed your terms and conditions correctly. And then once that's done, we can go ahead and schedule a client interview.
I can add all that information in later, right?
Yeah. Just the only thing we need, right now is just the terms and conditions sign.
Oh, okay. I don't see anywhere that says sign terms and conditions. I'm already in the app where it says like all my information and stuff. Terms and conditions is the thing I signed to get into this, right? No.
Did it have you check off like you put your entire name? And
yeah,
then
phone number, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Let me just check real quick because sometimes it's a little bit late for me. Okay, perfect. That was successful, so let's go ahead and get your client interview signed. So you wouldn't have any time available today to do like a 20-minute plus call with them?
Yeah, I could make it happen after – I have like 2 estimates after I get out of here. But I could probably do one right around 3 o'clock. I'm available between 3 and 3:30.
Let's see here.
If not after 5.
And you said after 5. Hmm. Could you do like a 4 o'clock?
Possibly. I'm like, I'll be right at an estimate between 3:30, 4, but I can set an alarm for 4 o'clock so I can get out of there.
Okay. So you think you can do that? Cause they're just packed both at 3 and 5, but 4 o'clock's wide open.
Yeah, 4 o'clock. I can make something.
Awesome. Let me go ahead and schedule that.
I'll cut my estimate short, so that'll be cool. I can just tell them, hey, I only got 4, I gotta go.
Well, there you go.
They'll understand. It'll be a quick in and out estimate anyway. It's just that. So.
Okay, perfect. And they'll probably call you a little bit closer to 4:30 to give you a little bit of leniency.
That works. Much appreciated.
No problem.
I told him about it. I was going to take it. Almost.
All right. All right, Sasha, I have you scheduled for that 4:30-ish client interview. I'll actually probably open up that call just to introduce you to the specialist and everything. But otherwise, we are all set to go. Everything's good. We're going to have that done later today. Otherwise, again, I want to congratulate you and welcome you on to the Local Splash family. I really think it's going to change your business for the better.
I sure hope so.
Sir. Otherwise, I'll speak to you later, Sasha. It definitely will, sir. It definitely will. We are fantastic at what we do, and it'll definitely change it. But yeah, I'll call you. I'll be on that call to open up at 4 and introduce you to the specialist, and we'll get the ball rolling from there.
All right, sounds good.
Yes, sir, Sasha. You have a great rest of your day, and I'll speak with you later.
Sounds good, bud. All right, cool.
Thank you. Bye.
All right.